For centuries, Pacific Islanders have been sharing stories that connect us across the region. Stories from the Pacific is a weekly program that continues that tradition, bringing you deep and personal stories from a diverse range of people. Athletes, farmers, artists, teachers, activists, entrepreneurs, all united by their Pacific heritage and incredible journeys.
Listen to Stories from the Pacific on your favorite podcast app.
This is an ABC podcast.
This is Nijan Footy with Sam Wykes and Tinidar Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Malolele and welcome to Nijan Footy Friday. My name is Sam Wykes and alongside me is my Cook Island Coey, Tinidar Arona, and we're going to bring you all the must-know stories in the Rugby League and Rugby Union Worlds. T.
Good on you, my brother.
How are you feeling? I know you have been exercising, joining in these
events.
Fads.
Are they
fads?
No,
I'm joking. It's a tough, grueling, high rocks race this week. How did you go?
No, good. I done a doubles men's race this week with a friend of mine from the gym. And look, my friend pulled his hammy.
I thought you were going to say he pulled out and you had to do it solo.
He was very close to pulling out. Very, very close.
And I would hate to talk to you and say, hey, bro, I'm out this week. Like for an event like this.
It was in the first quarter of the race.
You're so competitive.
And I was like, you are not quitting. I've put my goal down that I'll be completing this race.
Don't ruin my goal.
You bite down on your mouth guard and you get through the next hour. And he, to his credit, he did get through it. But there were times when we were going through the exercise where he stopped. He goes, I can't do it. And I go, you can do it. And then the other thing was my brother, my wife, and family and friends were watching. My brother's like, sub me in. Just give me his band. I'll come do it for him. And I'm like, you can't. We're getting disqualified.
Would you have wanted Deezer with you as a partner?
He's doing it today with his wife. Wouldn't want him to mess up his prep because I reckon him and his wife might have a very fun race today. So I'm heading over there. And to all the competitors doing High Rocks in Sydney, Australia, I wish you all the best.
Maybe next year, Nijan Footy team, I'll come in. I just got to get my left knee fixed. I'll be good to go. But anyway, enough about us. Let's get into Rugby League, Rugby Union news. Nijan, what have we got?
Nijan Footy Fridays. We have another big show for everyone listening today. We have our regular guest, Asala Tongatuki, who has prepared very well for the upcoming NRLW season, and NRLW round one kicked off last night. We'll be catching up with Sala to speak all things women's rugby league, and hopefully we do get the big man Nems Nemani.
We got the text. He said he's coming.
Yep, Nemani Nondolo Kurundrani. So
coming in hot from Kiribati,
and he'll be covering the international.
Fijians. They take on Wales this weekend for round one of the Nations Championship. So we're looking forward to that.
And then we do have some news within both rugby league and rugby union. Some big news for the PNG Chiefs. So stay
great
tuned.
Great signings.
Stay tuned. Nijan Footy Fridays. Let's get it.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Clydesdale, and you're listening to Nijan Footy.
Yeah, T, we're going to start with rugby league. NRLW we'll cover with Sala, as you mentioned in the intro. But what do you want to kick off with, actually? Because I love that PNG Chiefs signings, but there's also some exciting games.
Nah, let's save the games for after. Let's go straight to the top. PNG Chiefs have signed three of their local players who are currently playing in the London for the London Broncos in England in the championship.
That's the second division. Yep.
Their coach is Jason Demetrio. So he's the PNG Kumuls coach. And then he's taken these players over to the London Broncos with him. Gairo Voro, Maria, and Finley Glare. Them three players have been signed on development contracts with the PNG Chiefs.
Oh, man, Guy Ovoro is the one for me. I know the other two are amazing players, but when I got to see Guy Ovoro up close when I was over in PNG, and I've said it many times, like, mate, who's that Jerome Luai-looking fella out there? When I was talking to Paulie Aiton, he goes, oh, yeah, that's Goro. So I think for someone like him who probably had that experience, you know, test match, footy, for PNG, and then it's gone over to London. I'm looking forward to seeing how he has developed over there to then contribute well to the Chiefs.
I'm also seeing looking forward to seeing the development when they surround themselves around players like Jerome Luai.
Of course,
Alex
yes.
Alex Johnston. Maria is a fullback, and he is sharp. He is a very, very good rugby league player. And Finley Glair plays in the halves as well. So just to be surrounded in that environment, the NRL environment, under coach Willie Peters, the experience that they will get from being in the camp, this environment, but also the PNG locals, knowing that they've got their own players in this NRL team, would mean so much to the people of PNG.
I think that's the key to the PNG Chiefs, making sure that it wasn't just players from all around the world, but like genuine players that have been developed in PNG, born and raised in the villages, and they've come through, and that way that inspires a lot of young players to be able to go, oh, there's the pathway from that village, from my village, wherever they're from, to then get onto the NRL.
Yeah, I spoke to Jason Dimitro at the end of last year, I believe, during PAC Champs, and he said that the reason why he's taking these boys to London Broncos, one, because he wants to prep them for PNG Chiefs if they did get the opportunity. So I reckon Jason Dimitro, he would be one of the happiest men for these players, but also needs a lot. He deserves a lot of acknowledgement and recognition because he helped with this pathway for these boys to then be in a position to be picked for the PNG Chiefs.
It's such a great pathway and a good point that you bring up around going over to London. It's not just about the talent they're going to have on the field, why they went to London. It's moving out of home. It's getting out of your comfort zone. It's learning to be a professional, because the PNG Chiefs, when they come in, they're going to be on the road. Like the grind of how many rounds will it be? Is it 20 rounds of footy or 26 rounds of footy? Like, you got to be in the grind for so long and get yourself up for every battle. It's a tough ask. If we look at the Tigers, for instance, they're up at the top of the table at the first half of the season, and now when you get to the back end, they're starting to go down the ladder, but that's the grueling factor of the NRL, and that's what these boys need to be prepped for.
Yeah, and when they go to Broncos, they're not there with championship players or part-time players. They're surrounded by players like Saliva Havili and Regan Campbell-Gillard, like former NRL players.
Season campaigners.
To help build them to this position. And yeah, I just think it's a great signing for PNG Chiefs, a great signing for the people of PNG, and a great signing for these three men, Garo Voro, Maria, and Finley Glair. Man, wishing you all the best for this.
Much love from Nation 40, boys.
For this preseason.
Yeah. Get after it.
Yeah. Hey, and in other news, Dietrich Roach.
I've seen on
the social media that he has signed to the Sydney Roosters. Talk to me. Where has he come from? Give me a bit of background. I know he's another rugby union sevens player.
Yeah, he has mainly been sevens his whole time. So I reckon he would have been playing Aussie sevens for the last 10 years. Samoan background as well. Funny enough, his dad was my sprint coach when I was coming through at Parramatta Two Blues.
Oh, he must have not been a great coach then, because you got much speed or...
I was like, where are you going with this? I am fast. I didn't show up. As in, not me personally, like as in the club sprint coach. So obviously I didn't show up to those sessions. But for Dietrich, he has got wheels. Like, he's very quick.
Mark, is it a Mark Nawanga Nitawase kind of signing or difference?
No,
different
I reckon style? It'll be different, bro. Like this, for
Roger
someone like...
Roger Toivasa-Sheck.
Now, look, anyone can surprise you. Like, you put someone in an arena and they've got an opportunity to develop at a club like the Roosters, who knows what their ceiling's going to be. But from what I've seen, it's definitely not Mark or Roger type of signing. But
who would you compare him to in the NRL?
That's
style of play. Tolu Kola?
I would say Tolu. But the thing
Lehi?
If you're going to go somewhere, I'd go Lehi Hopewate, because he's a bit bigger than Lehi. He's got electric feet. He's very good with time and space to be able to beat a defender one-on-one.
Ronaldo Mulitalo.
I'd say Ronaldo's got more of the fight in him.
Okay.
I'm only saying this because I only seen him play sevens.
And
you think about the time and space that you have in sevens. You can afford to look, not avoid contact, but the contact's nowhere near as heavy. So if he's going to really go after it in league, he's got to have those tough carries. And that was the knock on for Mark when he first crossed over.
Yep.
You know, where is he going to have the physicality to be able to do what Brian Tuttle does, but also bring his game around style. Finishing in his style? And then it took Marky not that long to adapt to it, but for someone like Dietrich, I think it will be someone where in preseason he's going to know if he's about it or not. But I do, he's a great kid. He's got a good character. And if he works hard, you just never know where he could end up.
Well, he's joining the red, white and blue, my beloved favourite club in the NRL, Dietrich Roach. I do wish you all the best. And Sammy reckons that he's going to get him on our show.
Yeah, we'll get on and we'll ask him those tough questions. How are you going to prep for the grueling preseason and the contact in rugby league?
And if you are just joining us, you are listening to Nijan Footy with Tinito Aruna and Sammy Wykes. In other news, Luke Lauli'i from the West Tigers, he has signed with the Warriors immediately.
So he's over there right now?
He's over there now for the remainder of 2026. So
on loan or...
No, he'll be...
He's definitely gone. Yeah, so he won't be coming back to Tigers.
He would have been released from Tigers and then gone over to the Warriors. So we wish him all the best, Luke Lauli'i. And in round 18, the NRL this weekend, we do have five games due to... only five games because State of Origin next Wednesday, game three on the line.
Tune in on Monday because my man is going to really dive deep into that game.
We'll cook on that on Nijan Footy Monday. But tonight we have the Panthers taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Tomorrow, two games where the Dragons will be taking on the Tigers and the Broncos will be taking on the Cronulla Sharks. And on Sunday, we have two more games, the Eels versus the Seagulls and the Knights versus the Dolphins. So... five games, yes, all the State of Origin players will be missing from their teams, but there is still plenty to play for with the NRL ladder very, very close. So they'd be hoping to get them points, these players who are playing on the weekend. Let's shift over to Rugby Union, Sammy, with all the Rugby Union International coming up.
Hello guys, this is Isol Nasilasila from the Fijian Draw, and you're listening to Nijan Footy.
Yeah, Nasilasila, he'll be starting for Fiji against Wales in the second row, but it is the international season. It will be underway this weekend. I am absolutely pumped. I love Test match footy. There's no way I can watch every single game that will be happening. There is plenty. If we look at it, you've got in the Nations Championships, Australia will take on Ireland, New Zealand will take on France, Japan versus Italy, South Africa versus England, Argentina versus Scotland, and Fiji will play Wales. And then in the Nations Cup, we'll have Samoa taking on Hong Kong and Tonga taking on Zimbabwe. So out of those games, T, which one will you be watching?
All of them, mate.
All of them.
Every single one of them.
At least go on YouTube and get the highlights for me, please, so we can bounce off each other.
I wouldn't mind watching the All Blacks versus France
in
Christchurch. And you said that the halfback for France isn't playing, right?
Yeah, he's not playing this game, but I think he might be there for the next one because they just finished their grand final. They just won Toulouse one, so those guys are coming late.
You know what I will be watching? DuPont. I'll be watching the Haka. Love watching the All Blacks Haka.
No other team does it better than them, I think.
No, and doing it in Christchurch in the under the roof.
Under the roof.
Adi Savia,
captain.
Being the captain.
Tana Umanga, assistant. Cook Island head coach.
Head coach.
Dave Rennie. There's plenty to like about that game, but... I will shift over to Manu Samoa as they take on Hong Kong in their game. And they had one.
My name is Jeff.
He's on the bench.
He is.
He's back. And that's what I was going to say. Like, seeing some of the players that are playing for Samoa, we see Miracle Failangi, he'll be captain. He's back because last year he didn't play for the Manu. The other player that I'm looking forward to is Peter Umanga Jensen. Yeah, he's I believe he's a one-test All Black. He's former Hurricanes. He'll be making his debut in the 12 jersey for Samoa. So for someone like him with his experience, I think it'll be much needed for this team. And I'm really liking the fact that they've got a good balance between their forwards and their backs. Their number eight is an absolute weapon, Jacopo Mapu. So when you think of guys like Miracle, Jakopo, and you got guys like Peter Jensen and Duncan Power in the backs. I think it's well balanced, and I think they should get the job done pretty comfortably against Hong Kong. And if you're in Samoa, this game will be played at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. So for Samoa, good luck to them. Looking forward to unpacking your game come Monday. And then the other game is Tonga versus Zimbabwe. My cousin Patrick messaged me, so he's starting at 10. He goes, bro, one of your old Force teammates are playing for Zimbabwe, Ian Pryor. Isn't he like 100 years old? I was like, relax. He's the same age as me, but yeah, he's 38. And he's like going, man, he's been around for ages. Who's he playing for? Because he's looking at their team list. And I was like, oh, I know that a goal of his was to play at the World Cup. Are you sure he's playing? Message me in the morning. Oh, sorry, bro. I'm looking at last year's team list. So preparation is going good for Tonga. Looking at the wrong team list.
I guess the good thing for Patrick is that he is trying to find stuff on Zimbabwe, because I could imagine there's not much news on who the players are. So he is trying to dive deep into how can he best play.
Oh, okay. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
You'd rather him do that than not do anything at all.
What, like what?
Ask questions.
Who's that caring? No, I'd rather have the arrogance to go, bro, I don't care who we're playing. Doesn't matter. Line him up, we'll knock him down.
Where's this game being played?
This game is played in Colorado and Denver.
Ooh,
yeah, so it's USA. Over there. Yeah, in the US, okay. Over there. No, is Colorado US? Okay.
US.
It is in Colorado, isn't it?
Yeah, don't edit this one out of the show. Keep this in there.
I was like, where's my geography? It's Colorado. Yeah, so yeah, Colorado.
Colorado.
So they'll be in Denver over there. And this game will play at 11:15 a.m. in Tonga. So if they want to get up for that one on Sunday. But again, when you look at the Tongan side, I was talking to Orlando Sorka. He said that the average age is nearly 30. So they've got an aging team, the Tongans. So hopefully that brings a lot of maturity to their game, the way they like to play. I would have liked to have seen Adam Coleman in the second row, but again, he's probably got a little bit of time off after their French season. But it's good to see Simisi Paya from Moana Pacifica. He's their vice captain. Bola Latu off the bench, their prop. He is our Spanish, Tongan, English-speaking prop. I think that's why I like to highlight him, because every time he speaks Spanish, you know, it's a love language, Spanish. Do you like the language? I wish I was fluent in Spanish.
I only know a couple words.
Give me something.
Nah, not doing it.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Simón, órale, ándale, ándale. Yes, that's what, too many movies. But I think Solomonakata, he will come off the bench as well, the former league. Did you ever play in Solomonakata?
Warriors.
The Warriors, yeah. Played for the Brumbies as well, so he'll be coming off the bench. But it's a big one. Zimbabwe, they'll be tough, because they have a lot of their Zimbabwean players will play in South Africa.
Yeah,
I've seen that. So they'll have a lot of tough players. So I think it'll be a good first up test match for Tonga in this one.
When you look at the squad, are you happy with how it's assembled? Or are there other players out there that, you know, are either playing for All Blacks or Australia?
Yeah, you know, when one name comes to mind straight away is that Kyron Tomoifolau, who played for the Chiefs, who made his international debut with Tonga. But I believe he's doing his international stand down.
So he can represent
the All Blacks. But at the same time, you know, you like anything, like in the NRL, when you see boys either play for Samoa or play for Australia, or, you know, they cross over to the Kiwis and Tonga, you can only be happy for the boys representing, because even though they might have a different jersey on or whatever, you know, they're representing their family and their culture and doing everything they can to do a good job. So I would have loved to have seen him in the Tongan jersey, but it is what it is.
Just with the international games coming up, if you're a player, are you more looking forward to these Nations Cup than you are with the Super Rugby season?
It's a good question. I think when you're playing for your country, like these ones, you park Super Rugby. Like, it's cool that you get to play week in, week out. But I think for a test player, you know, that's where you want to be playing all your footy. And that's why you have guys come back like Artie Salvia. You know, he could cash in and just stay over in Japan and have 6 months off and then go for 6 months to play over there, like for their competition. He wants to come and put that All Blacks jersey on.
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest occasion. Like, our international game it is absolutely flying, and you play in front of the biggest crowds. I'm pretty sure that all these games are sold out.
Yeah, a lot of revenue is made as well when
through this game. It would be like saying it'll be like that's our origin.
Yeah, we're the opposite. The club NRL games, that's a revenue driver, state of origin as well.
Yep.
Whereas our international game isn't at that level yet.
Yeah, so people, if they opted to probably rest during the international window to get ready for the NRL season, yeah, they'll go, I'll probably sit this one out. But for international, you'd sit out Super Rugby. So next year for World Cup, boys will be sitting out Super Rugby to get ready for World Cup.
And just for us people that don't watch much rugby union, can you put a bit of clarity around Ardy Savia? So Ardy Savia has gone to Japan, played club.
Yeah, club in the League One competition over Japan, there. Won a title over there just recently with his side.
And then now he's allowed to come back and play for the All Blacks?
For the All Blacks, yeah, because now he'll be signing with a Super Rugby team next year, New Zealand, but that hasn't been confirmed because he was actually technically on a sabbatical.
To go back to
Moana.
What does sabbatical mean?
It means that within his contract, say he signs 2 years or 3 years with the All Blacks, so a sabbatical means you can have time off within your window to go play overseas somewhere and earn some extra coin, freshen up, and do what you need to do over there.
So it's there for New Zealand to be able to say, yep, you can have this in your contract to go and earn more money. Because
we can't pay that amount. Okay. We can't match that dollar figure that you are worth, but we can work with you so you can get your get paid and also have that flexibility to be able to come back.
And would that be because of the world market in rugby union?
It's what we're seeing, again, with that new broadcast deal for the NRL, what you're seeing there, that's been the norm for Japan, France for a very long time.
So it'd be equivalent to someone in Super League and a club wants to keep them at Super League, but they're like, over the next 4 years, if you do get the opportunity, you can go to NRL for a year, earn what you need to earn what you can, then come back and play for our club.
Yeah, and the only difference with that one, though, the difference is that when you earn pound and you come to Australia, it's got to be worth it, whereas the New Zealand dollar and the Australian dollar is usually a lot weaker than the euro or the pound. So that's what makes it even more attractive for players to go over there. But
thanks for that education.
Yeah, love that
education session
on that.
Just know there's a lot of our listeners that was like, how is Ardy able to go play Japan and then come back and captain the All Blacks? But we just don't know.
When you're a superstar, they bend the rules for you as much as they want to. And if you're a person like me, you get what you're given and that's it. You just be grateful. But all good. Plenty of international rugby coming up. Plenty of NRL coming up. State of Origin. There's World Cup soccer. There's even the Commonwealth Games starting at the end of this month. So there is plenty of sport, even though we're not covering that. But
yeah, there's World Cup Rugby League coming up as well.
Oh, World Cup Rugby League. NRLW. And we also need to remember Super Rugby Women's is on this Sunday. It's a doubleheader. The Brumbies will play the Force and the Tars will play the Reds. The Drua have the bye and the semifinals is already here on the 17th of July. So the Drua, man, they are looking good at the moment. If the Reds get over the Tars, that means the Fijian Drua will sit on top of the table, and after last week's performance, they are running red hot. So hopefully they get to finish on top of the table for Super Rugby in the women's competition. Man, there is
finals
so much sports happening this year, and we're only scratching the surface, but we'll be back again on Monday to talk more of that. But before then, where are we going to now, my friend?
We are heading straight to our good friend Sala Tonga Tuki from the NRLW West Tigers.
Newcastle on the attack. Olivia Higgins through Romanak, then got the pass away to Deb. She gets through hands away to the wing on the far side of the field and diving over to score for Newcastle. Shanice Parker, first try of the season, first try of the night, comes right to Yo, then away to Deb, puts it on the toe, goes in behind Staples, and she chased it very, very slowly, coming through as for now to score for the Knights. Well, that might be why they didn't take the two. Great kick by Kira Dib. The Sharkies were very slow turning around and flying through to get the grubber kick and score the try. Barney for now. And Newcastle back in front. 13 on 13. It didn't take long. Kapani.
She's got a first.
Oh, did she get it down? Yes, she did. Wow. She had no right to get that down. And isn't she loving it? A try to Simone Kapani. It comes with 3 minutes 30 left in the game, and she celebrates her first try, and so do her teammates, Jonty, like they've just won the comp. And there's the arrow being fired into the air. This is all for Jai Arrow. Whistle has blown and Newcastle has won. They've won comfortably in the end, albeit the game was in the balance for the most part. But Newcastle makes a winning start to 2026 in the NRLW, an 18-4 victory over Cronulla Sutherland.
The Rugby League Preview.
Now comes away to the right edge. Tongatuki!
With Sala Tongatuki.
It's time to hear from our NRLW superstar, Sala Tongatuki. She is preparing for round one in the NRLW for the West Tigers this weekend. She has also represented the New South Wales Blues, the Gillaroos and the Fetu Samoa. Sala, how are you feeling going into round one, 2026 NRLW?
I don't know. Feeling really confident and, yeah, pretty good. Just, yeah, Sunday can't come any sooner. So, yeah, the prep's been really good across the park for our team. So, yeah, we had a really good training session last night. And, yeah, I think the girls are just keen to just put it to test everything that we've been working hard. The trial is just a trial. So I think this round one will set the tone and standard for us in terms of where we will sit in this competition this season. So, yeah.
This reminds me of our chat every year for the last 2 years. So this is, we've been blessed because we've had you. This will be the third season now.
That's
last season and the year before, similar kind of chat, but what's different this season compared to the last two?
Yeah, now that I reflect, obviously, I think, yeah, just this team that we've got, it's made us all really wake up to ourselves in the last 2 years. It was an honest look at in terms of effort areas and just working hard for each other. We didn't do that at all, especially for the full 70. So we've been, you know, putting a lot of work in our training to implement those efforts. And, yeah, I think we've just seen it repetitively come out, and it's just habits now for us that we've now, I think that's what's given us the confidence, especially having an experienced half like Ray. She's just really good at directing us on a park. It makes my job easier, Kezzy's job easier, and we've even spoken to each other like we're definitely going in this season a whole lot different than who we were the last 2 years. So yeah, just hope that no one's sleeping on us, because I really feel like we've got the right group of players, and the club's really recruited well in terms of experience, and that's all we've been missing the last 2 years or three.
This reminds me of the chat you had last season. You know, not the best start, but then when you did get that first win, it was all around, you know, owning up and taking accountability. So it's good to see that you've taken that approach at the start of this season. Now, last night, NRLW kicked off where the Sharkies took on the Newcastle Knights in Cronulla, Sydney. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on this game to kick us off for the NRLW season?
Oh, I just felt like Knights competed really well. They played the full 70, and even just their middles and that, they were steamrolling the Sharks girls. But in terms of field position, I think Kira Dib was really good at nailing her kicks to the corner, and it seemed to get some errors the back of that. But, yeah, Sharks did come back a bit as well. They tried their best, obviously, to kick to the corners, and they did get some errors on, I think she's Lillianne White. I think she was really impressive in that fullback role, given that Botil was normally there. And she's a young fullback coming through the system. And, yeah, she did her job. And I felt like just the backs alongside her, like Sydney Taylor, who's also come from Sydney from Sevens, she was awesome in space. And, yeah, just having the likes of Shanice Parker and, you know, Tanika Wilson, I'd be super confident. Just the yardage in that was so good for them that their middles and they were able to steamroll.
Yeah.
Even Higgins, I've seen a different light to her at hooker. She was good at bringing her middles onto the ball. And then you obviously seen the likes of Yazzie Meeks and Fainif Finau, who they were just, you know, really great at executing and running their lines and just, you know, running hard and with the ball. But, yeah, I feel like those patches that, you know, Cronulla were looking good as well, but they just didn't, you know, obviously execute it. And, yeah, It was interesting because, like, I had this talk with a couple of the girls last night watching, having Maddie Ashby as well come from sevens. Like, the Cronulla Sharks bench girls, they were good as soon as they come on, and there seems to be a bit of momentum building from that. So I feel like they could have had that from the start. They just missed it. And there was nothing that they were able to capitalize on momentum-wise. But Maddie Ashby, it was interesting because at the back end, she was obviously trying to do, like, those long balls and that. But you got to understand there's 13 players in the field. It's not sevens. And I feel like because she's got a rugby league background, Maddie, but it's just in terms of finding that feed again and understanding. Even with, like, the tackling, there was a couple of times I seen Maddie and Sydney, they would go chopping straight away. But when you're defending on an edge, you got to either land on your hits if you're going to make that decision to jam. Otherwise, you just got to obviously – wait and be patient. It's sort of like they say, like a staircase. I'm not really experienced in defending on the edge, but, you know, I think, yeah, just in terms of defense, the girls were just going low straight away. But, you know, rugby league, there's those offloads and that. You want to wrap that ball up, but and just playing
when,
eyes
when you're talking
up.
About
I think we're
that,
forcing the balls,
Well, when you're talking about that, obviously with rugby union, like, your aim is to get to the person to the ground, the attacker,
straight away
so someone can get over the ball and pilfer. And for someone like Maddie, it was only 3 weeks ago she won the World Championship with the Aussie Sevens girls, so she hasn't had a lot of time in the saddle to be able to probably adjust to those things, but you got to learn quick, don't you, when you're out there, and I've got no doubt she'll take some lessons out of it.
Hit, stick, definitely. Wrestle.
Exactly, and land on top. Slow that ball down as much as possible. But from a tactical point of view, did you pick up anything in the game where it's like, okay, that's a bit of a trend, it's something different from last year? Like, how did you see it?
They were just missing Tiana Panattoni, the Sharks girls. Obviously,
is she that good? Is she? Like, she's that influential?
Like, I definitely. Like, you have Anessa Biddle as well, who normally pairs with her in a centre. And Biddle just didn't look like she was, like, in her game because she was doing a lot of yardage carries and that. And she was getting gassed. Whereas you get Tiana, who helps, you know, boost that, you know, metres and that for them. And then the girls are able to obviously preserve themselves in defence. Like, Ness Biddle had – she got sin bin in the first half. And it was only, like, not even 15 minutes into the half. And it's because she was already relied on taking a lot of carries out of yardage. And then she's having to defend and that as well. Like, I think the Knights were lucky to get some 20 taps sets where they were easily getting out of their red zone. So, I feel like T was just missed there heaps by the girls. And just, probably just their spine in terms of their half pairings. Like, I've seen Georgia Hannaway more at hooker. Like, she's very deceptive around that ruck, and I felt like I would have, if I was going to bring Maddie into this game, risking, given that the girls have only joined preseason at the back end because they've just finished up the sevens championships and coming over, they only had a week, I'd say, preparing for this game, or just under 2 weeks. I would have put Maddie at 5'8" with Shante Kiriaratu. She's got that running game, Maddie. When she was ball playing with the space she had on the edge, it just wasn't enough for her. It was like you only had two players outside of you, but it was like she was wanting to play as if there was like five of them outside of her. So I don't know, maybe it's something that I know the Sharks will bounce back from this and they'll get their spine right for the next game, but that's what I just thought.
I thought the Knights really carried the ball well, generated some really fast play the balls, and what they've done was fatigue the Sharks heaps. And you know, when you don't have Tiana Panattoni and then they go the 1-2 punch with Anessa Biddle, Tiana on the back of that and build momentum, just felt like, they were sort of swinging from on their back a fair bit and with the majority of that game, and also losing, going down one player for 10 minutes also took a lot of gas out of them. But well done to the Knights. Very impressive. Great win.
Well.
Also going to Shark Park. It's always a hard place to go and win. So kicked us off to a good start to the NRLW season. Now, with the rest of the games over the weekend, which game stands out to you and why?
I'm going to go with the Roosters and the Titans.
Yeah, a couple of headlines coming out of this one.
Yeah, Tegan Levi obviously making her NRLW debut at 5'8", alongside Lauren Brown. Those two have already spent plenty of time together in a rugby sevens, so it'll be really interesting to see how that combination transfer into rugby league. And then Loz Brown's calmness and game management should give Levi the confidence to play with freedom, hopefully. And if they find their rhythm early, I feel like they can trouble the Roosters. But then you got the Roosters, who have their our own exciting debutante, Soraya Pucky, starting in a back row. We've all seen what she can do in rugby sevens with her athleticism and footwork. Pretty sure she's a forward as well. Is that what it, is that right, Sammy?
Like, in sevens?
You have forwards in sevens, yeah.
Yeah, but she's, you wouldn't say that they're actual forwards, though. They're all sort of the same.
Yeah, no.
Because in terms of... they're just going to be very fit. They're light on their feet. So hopefully they watched that game and sort of took the lessons out from Ashby around the defensive stuff, you know, making sure they stay in the tackle.
I think I've got word that from one of her teammates that obviously she's starting like as well, but because Maddie's come off the bench. But Soraya Pucky's starting because apparently she's actually like killing it. They've got like the Roosters got a big roster, like, you know, any player they've got, you'd probably put them in front just based on experience. But, yeah, she's actually really good in her defence. And then, yeah, she's just – I feel like if their edge can give the opportunity to use her speed and power, like, that'll definitely be one to watch. I'm excited. But the battle through the middle is another one, an area that could decide this game. Origin props Jessica Elliston for Titans and Otessa Pule for Roosters. This is going to be good. Like, they'll set the platform for their teams. And we know, like, whoever wins that ruck and generates the quick play of the balls, it's definitely going to give their spine plenty of opportunity to play off the back of. And then you've got the return of Tarrant Aiken. Like, I've missed hearing that name in a game. It was a miss in Origin series, but she's a huge boost for the Roosters after her ACL injury. She's one of the premier halves in a competition. And having her back obviously will help steer the team around the park and just players like Isabel Kelly, Jess Sergis, that just adds another level of confidence and experience to this Roosters side. Clearly they are favourites, I've seen. It's them and the Broncos. But what more reason would it give the Titans to obviously hopefully quickly, you know, come and play and hopefully get a win against the Roosters?
I reckon there's a lot of teams out there probably burning at the fact that everyone keeps saying it's only a two-horse race in the NRLW.
Yeah.
It's the Roosters and the Broncos.
Nah.
So
burning me? No.
No. I bet it would as a player. But, Sala, before we finish up, I just wanted, from my end, we had Dawn Tui on That Pacific Sports Show. And
oh, my gosh.
We asked her who her favourite player was. Ding, ding, ding. Sala Tongatuki.
Sala Tongatuki.
So she said that.
No,
you were her.
She did.
So keep inspiring.
Keep inspiring the younger generation. And keep an eye out for Dawn Tui, everyone.
And all the
absolute
best.
Gun.
All the best this weekend when you go
are
up
you
against.
Are you guys taking a piss?
No, that's what she said. Upi Korosau and Grosau and yourself were the two favourite.
Oh, so wow. I can actually go play hooker now. Because she's a hooker.
All the best, Sala. I know you're prepared very well for this season, and I'm looking forward to the Tigers and also yourself going and ripping. So let's get off to a good
start this
weekend against the Eels.
Cross.
Up the Tigers.
Appreciate it.
Good luck. Later,
Claws
Sala.
Out. Claws
Send
out.
Later, boys.
Yeah, later.
Yeah.
Bye.
The Rugby Union Preview.
Interception by Big Nemani.
With Nemani Kurindrani.
Yes, it is good to have our former Flying Fijian Nemani Nandolo Kurindrani back with us on the show. We feel like we haven't seen him for a very long time. He's been a busy man, but Nems, Dholavina, my brother.
Dholavina, boys. Thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure coming on here.
Sounding a bit busy in the background there, Nems.
Yeah, a bit going on.
Yeah, currently, boys, I'm in Kiribati. Well, I've just checked in. I'm heading back to Nandi. I was here for a few days. And as you know, I'm doing the people's work. I'm giving back, trying to help impact here in the Pacific. And on a good note, boys, don't have any custom issues. I am actually in VIP, so thankfully the Minister of Employment got a whiff of me being here and was like, "We need to host you." So you'll see my LinkedIn post and my Facebook post will be full of photos thanking the Minister of Employment.
You are the best. You are Mr. Worldwide. Where in the world is NEMS should be the new segment for yourself. Great to know that you're a big wheel in Kiribati now, so you got all the VIP status and everything you need to be able to travel freely. But what about the Esky? Is the fishing trip, the charter trip, like how's that going?
How many Eskies?
Yeah.
No Eskies this time. I've funny enough, I've got three mats I'm taking back. So Yeah, mate, I seem to just be doing shopping here, mate. It's like as if we don't have the stuff at Fiji.
I reckon. You know when you travel across the Pacific and like your grandma or your auntie's taking, you know that bag?
The striped one.
You know, the carry bag. You know, everyone knows that bag that they travel with. Is that full of mats? Is that the one that you have to travel with?
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's funny you say that because I had to buy one yesterday. So thankfully that got checked in. And again, thanks to the Minister of Employment, he's told his mates in the back there, listen, throw it on. And it'll cost us free. So
Love it. What's his name, Nems? We want to give him a shout out on.
Nems has forgot.
He's forgot. See, I've hit him up on the spot.
We'll edit that part out.
I call him Big Ratu.
Big Ratu, said Big Ratu. How good's that? Yeah. But okay, let's get over to the rugby union. Man, Nations Championship kicks off. Nation Cup kicks off this weekend. It's a huge first week of Test footy for rugby union, and the Flying Fijians will take on Wales in Cardiff. Look, this is a very strong Fijian side. When I saw this side come out, I was like, holy, how good does this team look? And I know you've always had strong teams on paper, but this has got to be up there.
Yeah, it is, mate. And like, credit to some of the drill boys obviously in there. And, you know, to see guys like Padeliato coming off the bench, he'll be hungry. Semi Rondradra, Josh Tuisova, like, that in itself, man, is worth its weight in gold. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth the admission fee. So, look, I think I'm excited, but look, I'm a bit weary with Wales. I think they've got a new coach, you know, so probably a new environment there where they're trying to. He came out saying that, you know, they're prepping for World Cup next year, so, and they've been waiting for this test match. So it's going to be really exciting, be interesting to see how they go. But look, I just think on paper, this Fiji inside just looks freaking tough to beat.
When you think about the style of footy that's required for test match footy, then you probably think about the style of footy that the Fijians like to play. You know, how do you think they'll prepare for this one? Obviously, I know they've got a lot of points in them.
Yeah, well, I think that the across the 15, I think with Fiji, I think they'll try and they'll go the physical game. Obviously, you've got Josh Tuisova, you've got Rondradra to pick from off set piece in line out and scrum. You get that, go forward. Then imagine you get guys coming around the corner, like, you know, you've got Peter Gus in there as well. I think if you're going to beat this Welsh team, you need to go the physical game. You need to be, just hit them straight up. And just playing the right areas. And then I think they're evenly balanced too with Armstrong Ravula there at 10 with his kicking game, which I think is going to be really important. But then you got Rayasi at fullback. Holy heck, mate. If he brings that form that he bought from Bordeaux, Jesus, Welsh are going to have a long day. But in saying that, you know, you can't go past discipline's massive. You know, this Welsh team will be I reckon they'll play smart. They'll play in the right areas. They'll force those penalties. And as we all know, once Fiji start getting those penalties in, you know, it can be a tough day for them. But yeah, man, like I don't know. I think Fiji are gonna do well. Hopefully, anyway.
I'm not sure what the weather is like over there in terms of if it's raining or not. But it is summer over in the UK at the moment. Do you think this suits the Fijians, as in compared to like normally playing in the Northern Hemisphere? It's usually during winter, but you know, being in the summertime, hopefully it's dry over there. Do you think it's going to favour the Fijians?
Yeah. Look, from what I heard, I think the roof is closed, so it will be dry. But I don't think it's the weather will play a part. I think the boys with the closed roof, anyone that's played in Wales, it's a pretty dry pitch anyway. So, but again, man, like I know I've been harping on about the Fiji side. We've got to talk about the Welsh. You know, you get guys like Rhys Zammit, you get him in open play. He's rapid, and he's up against Trita Waningolo. Like, man, it's talent all around, man. I'm so excited for this game. I think we've all been waiting. Thankfully, I get the weekend off. And surprisingly, I'm always working. I'll be watching this game.
Hey, Nems, who's the one person you're most excited? Who's the one person you're most excited to watch this weekend for the Flying Fijians?
Mate, Rayasi. Ricey at fullback. Mate, if what he did in Bordeaux, man, and he's only going to get better, I think. I'm very excited to see how he goes. You know, he's made for international rugby. He's made for that level. If he gets some good go forth in the ball, gets some early ball, mate, he'll be dangerous. And he's got a good kicking. He's got a good kicking game on him now. In saying that, under pressure, you know, they put pressure on his kicking game, it could go pear-shaped. But I think with someone that's played a few years now in France and has been exposed to the kicking style game, I think he'll be well equipped.
I remember last time we spoke, we said that, I know we had a little laugh, but at the same time, you always got to use technology to help with the selections, you know, and they used AI to help. But I really actually think it's actually helped a lot. When I think about, you know, your midfield, Tui Sova and Big Semi in the midfield, like if they can get that go forward and that damage along with Peter Gus in their back rowers, that back three, Wanikolo, Ravutamanda, Rayasi, like that has to be some of the best feet in world rugby just in that back three.
Yeah, 100%. Well, you see what Wanigolo does. He's almost becoming a bloody, you know, he's becoming a reel on Instagram. I'm starting to get sick of seeing him because all he does is run 60 metres. And it makes you wonder, Jesus, I was living a lie as a winger when I was playing rugby because this guy is absolutely killing it. So, you know, mate, it's, you get the ball in open hand to these guys, mate. Imagine us guys just watching it. How good is it going to be for the punter just watching that game?
Oh, man. I want to steal your words, mate. It'll be around, they could step you in a phone booth, those type of players. They're unbelievable. Stole that one from Nems T in the comms box. It was good for something in there.
Yeah, right. And then also, Clarky stole my line about Eto having spiders on it. Jeez, I'm going to start trademarking these things. I'm not seeing anything.
You've seen a fair few polo shirts. That's all you've seen. But, awesome, man. Looking forward to this game. This game will be played on Sunday, the 5th of July, 1:10 Fiji time over there. So if everyone wants to get up and the kava is flowing in the villages, that'll be one to stay up for. Of the under-20s flying Fijians, you know, went down to Australia. I think it was 53 points to 17. You know, not the result they would have wanted, but there's some strong talent in that team.
100%, man. Like, obviously, Australia just, you know, we all know how good Australia is, and they're probably going to be up there, thereabouts, come finals time. But for me, the growth of the Fijian boys, you know, being obviously a development coach, one of my hats, trying to look at that talent and the you know, the guys that are in there. And I'll tell you what, man, there's some good boys in there that we're looking at. We've obviously got one that we're he's a vice captain, Maleli Navuso, who's the center. You know, and I think it's great for these boys. These guys are young. Give them another a year in it, I think they'll go well. But they'll just outclassed and beaten by a better side.
All good. You know, the future looks bright as well. Nems, I saw again on one of your platforms, one of your posts. Do you do your own social media or someone doing that for you? Because you can't be in Kittybus and posting at the same time, like with the time differences. Someone looking after your social media as well? Was that all you do?
By the grace of God and the blessings that, you know, he's given me, I've got an assistant now doing all my socials. No, I'm kidding.
But I did see on your socials, though, the Drawer's looking, you know, in good hands with one of the young signings coming through from your guidance.
I mean, I think I was pretty chuffed about it, really happy. It was my first ever signing. I got to sign a kid, and young kid called Johnny Rainbevel, mate, future, big future for this kid. Plays 10, plays fullback, kicks 60 metres. Like, I've never seen, you know how when you see players out of the island, kicking is not really the forte?
Mm-hmm.
Mate, this kid, Samuel, I mean, I can tell you, when I tell you he can kick, he was kicking, his kickoffs were like 50 metres in the air, hang time. Now, for you locks, I think it's a worse nightmare for you locks, but.
Now, the hang time one was good to get underneath it. Hang time, so you got time to get underneath and get lifted. It's the shorter ones that hurt us.
Yeah, see, that goes to show how much I knew about rugby back in the days. But mate, he's good. He's you know, he'll join us, and I see him playing Super Rugby in the next few years. You know, but just to spend time with his, you know, he's obviously doesn't have an agent. And we spoke to his grandparents, and man, it was, you know, you sort of tear up because this is what you do, you know, and that's the joy out of it. Being able to give an opportunity to sign, I know the grandparents were just in tears, and you know, when it happened, and mate, it reminds you, you know, why you're here and why you do what you do. But yeah, he's got a big future, this kid. So we were lucky enough; he was going to go to France, but we were lucky to snap him up. So, yeah, it's good.
Man, how good is that? No agent involved, just the grandparents, you know, and for the right reasons, it all fell in place. So that's an amazing story. Nems, really appreciate you sharing that one with us. But I know you've got a plane to catch. You've got to get through customs. Up the front of the plane as well, is it? As well, is that the red carpet to the front, turn left?
Straight business.
No, it's exit row, boys. So that, which isn't too bad.
Yeah,
exit
row, yeah, grateful, so, grateful.
So. The whole exit row.
I don't want to push it too much, lads. Come on.
Come, mate. Push the boat as far as you can. They can only say yes or no, but you keep doing God's work, my friend, and we'll hopefully check in with you again next Friday.
Cheers, lads.
All right, thanks, take you boys. Care, Russ.
Sure, yeah. Nabs.
Smoke. You better lock it up. You better lock it up. Lock it up. Smoke.
Yes, this is our Lock and Smoke, our version of our tipping competition, where me and Sam will pick one lock in, so your favorite over the weekend's games, and then a smoky, which is, you know, not the favorite and in that game. So we keep our score, 1 point each for each win, and at the end of the year, the loser has to buy the winner a big feed.
Big feed. Oh, massive feed.
We got that feed as well with Nija Daly.
Well, hopefully it comes out.
Hopefully New South Wales wins. Come and on, we New get South that Wales, one from Nija Daly. But yes, I am up 18 points to 13. We will pick a game over the NRL and NRLW and even international.
International, so we got those three, as well, because I'm looking at that one. Yes.
All right. So let's start with our lock in. Sammy, who you got?
My lock is Samoa beating Hong Kong.
Your lock is Samoa beating Hong Kong.
Yeah, in the international fixture. That is my lock.
Okay. All right. Lock that one in.
Lock that one in for me.
All right. I'm going to go something from the NRLW. And I will go the Roosters to beat the Titans.
Ooh, you're going that game.
I know Salah. That was Salah's game to watch. I just think Roosters are just always too strong. So I'm going Roosters.
You going Roosters?
That's
in that
my lock-in.
Okay, that's your
NRLW.
Lock-in. NRLW. Well, I'm going to go and
Smokey.
I'm going to go Super Rugby for the women's, and my Smokey is going to be the Brumbies to beat the Force.
Brumbies to beat the Force?
Yes. Are we happy with that Smokey on that? Like the Brumbies, I don't think they've won a game this year. And so the Force are coming off a really good win against the Waratahs.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You give me that?
I watched that song that they sang
as
well.
Yeah, everyone likes that song. You're not the first person to ask me about that song, the Western Force victory song.
Oh, I don't know if they need to sing it twice, though.
Hopefully they don't sing it twice.
No, they sang it like once and then went round again.
But, you know, that's
faster.
That's the first time they've ever beaten the Tars, though. The first Australian side to ever beat the Waratahs. So it was a bit historic, so... And you know, when you get that in Tonga, they
nice
say that Ma Whana Buzz.
It was that nice. Sing it twice.
Say it twice. Yeah, right. So that's my smoke.
Sweet. And my smoky will be the Knights to beat the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You like that one?
No, because Knights are flying, aren't they?
Dolphins are flying. They're 8 in a row.
Yeah, okay. Oh, he's kicked back. But
wow.
Knights are top 4, aren't they?
Wow.
All right. Am I giving that? Yeah, all right. Sweet, let's go.
There you go.
Let's go. Even though Zaikato is out, but anyway, all good. All good.
And the Knights are 7 in a row now.
Yeah, there you go.
Wrap us up, Sammy.
Sweet as. Well, that's us done for Nijan Footy Friday. Make sure you find us wherever you get your podcasts or search us on the ABC Pacific website. And make sure you tune in on Monday where we can dive deep in all of our NRL, Super Rugby, as in Super W, international fixtures. And, of course, our man T is going to really have a look at the Origin teams for Wednesday.
You've got a guest on Monday.
Do we have a guest on Monday?
Yep. We've already spoke to him.
Okay.
This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.